राधे के जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय कृष्णा जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा जय राधे रे राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय राधे रे राधे राधे जय राधे रे श्री राधे जय राधे रे राधे राधे जय राधे रे श्री राधे राधे जय श्री राधे जय राधे जय राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय कृष्णा जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय कृष्णा कृष्णा जय कृष्णा जय श्री कृष्णा जय राधे रे राधे राधे जय राधे जय श्री राधे जय राधे Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Krishna, Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Sri Krishna.
Please, Janavi, you please sing. I want to welcome you all to this Vrindavan evening. What we will do is we will try to go in our minds to the place called Vrindavan Dham. Actually, we will show you a little bit a slight presentation on entering the Krishna Balaram Mandir. We have a wonderful temple which most of you have visited. This temple is something like the home of our movement. It's the place where we enter Vrindavan. I always do this every morning. In my mind, I go to Srila Prabhupada's Samadhi in Vrindavan, the place where Srila Prabhupada eternally dwells. And then from there, I ask permission. There's a prayer which describes him as a resident of Vrindavan, who can give us that permission which we require. Some of us have a friend in Vrindavan who always says, without permission, no admission. He says like this. Here in Prabhupada's Samadhi, where we really can obtain this permission, then we go through the courtyard of the Krishna Balaram temple to have darshan of our deities Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Krishna Balaram and Radha Syam Sunda. So, once Prabhupada was asked why he had installed Krishna Balaram in the center altar. He gave an answer. He said, I have done so to show that Krishna and Balaram have become so kind that they appeared as Sri Sri Gornitai in this age of Kali, to give us yes, like that he said, and the understanding is that by taking shelter of Sri Sri Gornitai, who are none else than Krishna Balaram, we can actually obtain another visa. First visa needs to be stamped by Prabhupada, and the second visa by Sri Sri Gornitai, and then we can enter there. I wanted to say this, Nirvani, maybe you can give me your two altar things which you sell, this altars, and I can show the devotees something which you will love to see. It's controversial. It's a scandal. It's something to talk about. Prabhupada was not often understood in this effort. He was asked, everyone worships Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. Why have you put Krishna Balarama in the center? And his reason was really that he wanted to show who is the most merciful of all incarnations. I sometimes think his own disciples have not understood him. See, they made this little altar. I hope I don't make now a bad business for Nirvani. And they opened it and they removed Krishna Balaram from the center altar and put Radha Syam Sunda in there. You can see it. Then Krishna Balaram is on this side and Gornitai is on this side. It's, the mind of an acharya is very deep. And yes, it was a well-intentioned attempt, but we have to say it is an not so good informed intent or activity. So it's very important that we understand the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and of Nityananda to remove all the obstacles on our path, all the aparadhas, and then progress very nicely. Radha Syam Sunda. So we will sing a little bit about Jai Radhe of Vrindavan, and then I want to talk a little bit about Krishna Katha, which I feel is extremely nice. I want to dedicate this Krishna Katha to all the assembled Vaishnavas, and then I will show you a slight projection or a show which we are preparing. It's called A Day in Vrindavan. It's a work in progress, but you will see it's very deep and very, very nice. And then we will end the evening and go to bed. Oh yeah, there's the microphone.
So while we sing, do you have a few rupees with you? He wants 80 rupees for this guy.
Scarlet. I think we should negotiate with him and put it down to 60 rupees. Then we have a garlic to give to her.
Om Agyanate Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachari Shesha Shunyavadi Pashtyatya Deshatarine Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Radhe Jai Shri Radhe Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Krishna Jai Shri Krishna Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Sundar Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna. Krishna, Jai Krishna, Jai Shri Krishna.
Maharaj in Vrindavan, every evening the Brijbasis come together to listen to the beautiful discussions about Lord Krishna's pastimes. And once Madhukanta, a bard who speaks about those pastimes, said, "Today I will tell you a pastime which is so heavy and so unbearable to the mind that it will make you cry. But at the same time, this pastime gives so much sweetness and relish to the soul that it will make you dive into the ocean of bliss." Once, my dear devotees, Krishna took the cowherd boys to cowherding. And he came to an area of the forest where he had never been before. There was a little lake which was created created by the dangerous serpent Kaliya, And Kaliya lived in that lake, giving great trouble to the inhabitants of Vrindavan. By his poison, he created such a difficult atmosphere that even birds who would fly over this lake would breathe in the poison and fall into the lake. So Krishna knew about Kaliya and he wanted to punish him. Since many, many days this was in his mind. But he knew Kaliya is married to Vaishnavis, and if I punish him or possibly even kill him, these Vaishnavis, the wives of Kaliya, will suffer greatly. So he waited with his action. But then, on that particular day, Krishna drove the cow to that lake, that special lake, and the cows drank the poisonous water and died on the spot. Then the cowherd boys followed and also died. And after Krishna had seen how Kaliya had attacked his dear devotees, the resolve grew strong in him to punish Kaliya. He waited so long. Krishna went and revived the boys and the cows with his nectarian glance, and then climbed on a Kadamba tree and from there jumped into the waters of the Kaliya lake. He simultaneously informed through something like telepathy an elderly man who ran into the village of Vrindavan and screamed out, "Krishna has jumped into the poisoned lake and Kaliya confronts him. Kaliya has him in his coils and Krishna is not moving." So the Brijbasis, all being informed by this man who was sent really by Krishna, came to the Kaliya lake and saw Krishna in the coils of Kaliya. And here our katha starts. Mother Yashoda, we will see a picture of this scene, what she saw, was so much thinking about Krishna every day that she kept special cows. So when she arrived at the bank of this lake, she's somewhere there, she saw Krishna motionless in the coils of the Kaliya demon. When she saw it, she simply collapsed and the other elderly gopis followed. You can see there on the left side of the corner. Once the devotees in Boston made a radio play about this and sent the tape of Mother Yashoda calling out to Krishna before she collapsed. You see that this red dressed mother is Mother Yashoda. Before she collapsed, she called out, "Krishna, Krishna." And Sumati Mataji, a god sister, told me that she was playing or speaking in the voice of Yashoda. So Prabhupada received the tape, the radio tape of that radio play. And when he heard how Mother Yashoda arrived at the bank of the Yamuna, saw Krishna and called, "Krishna, Krishna!" Sorry. Then Prabhupada ordered that the tape should be stopped. And he said to his servant, "Tell Sumati that she should always chant like this, in great anxiety of wanting to call for Krishna. So I request you at the beginning of this leela to loudly join me and sing, Krishna, Krishna. This was certainly loud, but not enough anxiety. You can imagine your life, the Lord of your life is in this situation. So please, it has more the sound like this. Krishna, Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna.
Yes. My dear devotees, this is how you should chant. In an anxious mood, like a child crying for a mother, or like Mother Yashoda calling out for Krishna. This is Atma Krandan, the calling of the soul for Krishna. And this Leela is so nice because we begin to understand a little bit about this mood. Finally, when Balaram saw the devotees of Vrindavan collapsing at the bank of the Yamuna looking for Krishna, he turned to Krishna, and with a loud and strong voice he called to the Lord, "Hey Krishna, these are not your attendants who live with you in Vaikuntha. These are not the monkeys who assisted you in your pastimes when you came as Ramachandra in the Treta Yuga. These are not the Yadavas who lived with you in Dwaraka. These are your own family members in Goloka Vrindavan. You are their only life, and now they are dying. I tried to keep them out of the of Yamuna, where they wanted to take their lives. I tried to keep them at the bank to stop them from going to you and trying to save you, but I can't save them any longer. My dear Krishna, you have a very gentle nature. If you don't stop this Leela of yours now, your soft heart will come to grief, because all of those you love will die. Now Krishna had remained in the coils of Kali like this for one full muhurta, this 48 minutes. Sanatana Goswami informs us that Krishna had thought to himself, when someone loves somebody, he embraces that person for some time. When, however, that person loves the other person very much, he embraces him very long. Kalia must love me very much because he embraces me already for 48 minutes, one full muhurta. He clenches me in his embrace out of his love. My dear devotees, now you see something about Krishna's nature, which Krishna Chaitraprabhu has talked about in one of his brilliant essays, that Krishna wants to overlook our sins. He sees only the good. So Krishna accepted Kalia in that way. But then he said, when Balaram told him, "Listen, all your good people whom you love so much will die," Krishna said to Kalia, "Listen, Kalia, you have shown me enough of your strengths. Now I will show you a little of my prowess, although I'm just a little cowherd boy." And with these words, he expanded himself very, very strongly, so that Kalia felt tormented. Krishna, who had been so small, was so big now. Krishna broke free of the coils of Kalia because Kalia couldn't hold him any longer. At that time, Kaliya stared off at Krishna with eyes blazing. And then when Krishna was just swimming in the Yamuna, he just jumped on Krishna with all his hoots to bite him, but Krishna very swiftly swam around him to avoid his biting. Krishna swam and swam and swam until all the force of Kaliya was exhausted. Then Krishna thought, actually, I should kill Kaliya because he has killed my dear devotees. But then, this is an excellent opportunity for me to dance. You know, a good dancer sometimes displays his skills by dancing on special objects such as dishes. We have seen that in Bangalore, where some of our friends are professional dancers, and they danced for us. They danced on thali plates, you know, and then on little katoris, and we were, oh no, but they said it's all right, and they danced on this, because a good dancer wants to dance on movable objects. This is something for Andre to deeply consider, because he is a good dancer as well. So Krishna thought, this is an excellent opportunity for me to dance. So he pulled down the heads of Kaliya and jumped on his heads and started to dance very, very nice. Shiva came and accompanied him on his drum, and Krishna started to jump higher and higher. And in his personality there was both anger. That is when he came down and crushed on the heads, and great pleasure at the same time, because he liked dancing so much. Kaliya's eyes began to fill with tears. Brahma and Shiva sprinkled flowers and perspired in joy and sang with great pleasure. And Nanda's joy looking at his son spread throughout the universe. Krishna danced so nicely and so exuberantly that all the ragas and raginis appeared, making music for his special dance performance. Then Krishna, the art of the Kalanidhi, the art of all fine dances, thought, dancing alone is boring, and unseen to all other eyes, he extended his hands like a gracious dancer will extend his hands, with an inviting gesture which he extended to the gopis. And the beautiful gopis, who had longed to be with Krishna and to dance with Krishna, forgot all the unusual dancing floor, you know, the heads of a serpent, and they followed Krishna's gesture and joined him dancing on the hoots of Kaliya. This is the god who was presented in the concluding evening of the Japa and Kirtan retreat, the god who only knows four words: come and dance with me. Yes. So Kaliya had 108 prominent heads, but altogether he had thousands of heads. It's very difficult to paint. Whenever there was a head which would not stubbornly bow down to Krishna, Krishna jumped on that head to catch him and to purify him of his offenses. Because Krishna, in this pastime, wanted to show something very special, most of the demons, my dear devotees, in Krishna's pastimes were killed. Why not Kaliya? Kaliya was a great devotee of Krishna. Otherwise, he could not have lived in Vrindavan, in the Yamuna, for so long. Only devotees can live there. If Kaliya would have not been a great devotee, his wives who were married with him, to him, who are Vaishnavis, would never have married him in the first place. Ask our devotee woman. They only want to marry a devotee husband. So these were all great devotees who married Kaliya, who was learning from a great Vaishnava. His name is Anantashesha. Anantashesha had even given him a mantra by which he came to reside in Vrindavan. Yes. But Kaliya had become proud, like some of us sometimes become proud. And Krishna does not like when his devotees become proud. So whenever he saw one of the raised heads of Kaliya not bowing down, he jumped so heavily on that head and broke his false pride, so that at one stage Kaliya, in all his thousands of head, not just one head, in all his thousands of head, was purified, and he whispered, as he was suffering from the kicks of the Lord, he whispered simply, "I am yours, I am yours, I am yours." That was when he was humble. Rupa Goswami says there are different causes of humility. One is when you feel I've blown it out of sorrow. Another cause of humility is when you are fearful. Oh no, where's my life going? I will go in hell if I continue like this. And then you become humble. Or when you see that you have committed an offense, then you become humble. Prabhupada says, when unhappiness, fear, and a sense of having offended combine, one feels condemned. Condemned means wretched, dinata. This sense of condemnation is described as dinata. Dinata means the feeling of being low, the feeling of a humble Vaishnava. My dear devotees, are you not sometimes attacked by Kaliya in your own heart? That feeling where one is thinking bad amongst other from Vaishnavas, or we have learned this morning where you feel like God who needs to be recognized, is not Kaliya sometimes bringing this envy in our heart? Is Kaliya not sometimes disturbing our Vaishnava society so that we don't have the good feelings? When this happens, take shelter in Krishna's holy name. Take shelter in Krishna's pastimes and allow that Krishna breaks your pride. Feel the sorrow. Feel the fear that your life is going in the wrong direction, and recognize that you may have done an offense, and this humility will naturally rise. Finally, Kaliya was down on his knees and he spoke a prayer to Krishna, which is very, very wonderful. He said, Vayam kala sahotpadya tamasadhirga manyava svabhavo dushtayonato lokanam yat satgraha. Our very birth as a snake has made us envious, ignorant, and constantly angry. I translate this, my very birth in the land of Germany has made me envious, ignorant, and constantly angry. Oh my Lord, it is so difficult for people to give up their conditioned nature, by which they identify with that which is unreal. Only you are the cause for freedom from this illusion. Please arrange for us either mercy or punishment. I wanted to explain this a little bit. This takes 4 days to explain. I've just done a little summary today, a summary which might help you to pray in a way to enter Vrindavan. Now I would now like to take you on a little journey to Vrindavan. I need to go to Hari on the harmonium and Sarangataka the thing, and maybe you can put the light out. I want to describe to you how a day in Vrindavan looks like. And now we have prayed to Prabhupada and we have hopefully understood something of the Kaliya Damana Leela. And let's start our day early in the morning when it's still foggy. There's a lonely dog in Keshi Ghat. He comes our way. Keshi Ghat for the Vaishnavas is a special place because it is there that Krishna in the evening stays to play on his beautiful flute. Now it's morning time. It's the time when the pujaris go on the altars to wake Krishna and to dress him on the many altars in Vrindavan so that the devotees can take their early darshans. The sun slowly rises over Giriraj Govardhan. Boats start to take farmers to the other side so that they can cultivate their fields. In Vrindavan, the early morning life is often spent on the Yamuna. For various purposes, people take their morning bath, others do their rituals and their ceremonies, and some just sit and do their prayers. This is early morning at Radhakund. At this time, you don't see many people. Most of them sit in their little ashrams to do their meditations, but here is someone who prays to Srimati Radharani. It's very nice to watch these scenes of devotions, because when you look carefully, some of the devotion of these people who are dedicated so much to Krishna enters also your own heart. I like this picture very much because it shows Jiva Daya. Early in the morning, the sadhus go out of their huts and, not thinking of themselves, they take grains and throw them so that the parrots and the monkeys and cows can eat these grains. sun is up. And these Nilagiris they are also up. No one is sleeping any longer. We will go to a few holy places now. This is in Teh Kadamba. And sing a little. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Hare. Please sing sufficiently loud. Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, darshan in the Krishna Balaram Mandir. Please join all these blissfully waiting devotees. Yes, there are many of them, but each one feels, because they concentrate on this one relationship with Krishna, I am here with Krishna, who soon will come out from behind the curtain. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing now, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Hare Hare. Sing again, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Radha Krishna Leela performances are something which is very interesting. These boys, Brahmin boys, are not seen as mere children. No, for the Leela to take part, they are Radha and Krishna. And just like the deities are identical with the person, Krishna, the name of Krishna, in the same way these are Radha and Krishna. They are carried on the stage like deities, and when the Leela is over, they are carried off the stage like deities. And in this way, the viewers, which we will see in the next photo, participate in the Leela of Krishna. Just like they watch the deities, they watch these beautiful Leelas and they feel close to Krishna. You will see now a few devotees whose heart is touched with devotion. Look at their expression. Try to catch a little of what is maybe in their hearts. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that when we associate with devotees, we should bind that devotional mati, or inclination which is in their heart into our hearts and keep it there. What I find so fascinating in these scenes of devotion is that each one of them is surrounded by many other people praying, but they all have found their inner sacred space, the Hriday Akash or Hriday Mandir, the temple of the heart, where they associate with Krishna. This is something so beautiful in bhakti. Bhakti means Krishna gives his own love into the heart of the devotee, and from there this love is reflected back to him in an endless circle of love, a love which binds the devotee to Krishna. When you are going to a temple, you should never come empty-handed. Buy a garland and know this way to the temple is always a temple way to your own inner temple. Look at this sadhu. He lives there in a little hut near Govardhan, and although the monkeys run around him, create families around him and monkey piles, he keeps concentrated, fixed on this wonderful gift of bhakti, the relationship with Krishna. Look, this sadhu, when you asked him how long it takes him to go around Govardhan like this, with so many stones to carry from one to the other, he will tell you 10 years. What does he do during these 10 years? Where is he during these 10 years? He's with Krishna. Look at this elderly lady. At the evening of her life, when you come now to Vrindavan, they will tell you she has left the body. It's one of those widows whom we try to give some assistance. Look at this smile. Such good eyes. In Gopalchampu it is said that our heart is like a lamp. When you put the oil of devotion in there, the heart very much shines like a lamp which shines when there's oil. But when the oil of devotion goes out, oof, the heart becomes dry. When you go to Vrindavan, watch all these small little expressions of devotion. They here take water which they want to offer with the flowers to some deity. Around every corner you will see the scenes of devotions. There's not one piece of dust which was not touched by the lotus feet of Krishna. You have to really see through the eyes of devotion. Look at these pilgrims. They see with the eyes of devotion. They will see Yamuna is here. She flows here. But you cannot see her with the material eyes. Kusum Sarova, where Rara and Krishna go to pick flowers. Actually, they had a quarrel about flowers. I like this picture very much because it shows a little bit of the idea of the sacred space. Inside there's a light. Find this inside of you. Well, you have your own light of devotion. Find your sacred space. Devotion to Krishna can be expressed in many ways. One is through dancing. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Shrimati Radha Rani Ki Jai. My dear devotees, there's a time when your ship will arrive at the bank of life. You will have to leave at that time everything behind. You will cross to the other side. Where will you go? Oh brother, do you think you don't have to die? Oh sister, do you think that you don't have to die? Asked Prabodhananda Saraswati Thakur. Then why do you waste your time? We all will have to cross over that river. Vrindavan helps us to concentrate on the ultimate things, to prepare ourselves for that final journey, the journey to the eternal Vrindavan in the spiritual world. We have heard that Prahlada Maharaj will give us a lecture on the five potent forms of devotional service, and he will for sure mention one thing, Dhamvasa, this one of the five. To reside in the holy Dham. When you can't do it in your physical body, you do it in your mind, in your thought. That this Vrindavan is not just a fad, a fashion. It's staying in contact with Vrindavan, thinking of Vrindavan, speaking of Vrindavan, prepares us to go to the ultimate Vrindavan, where we will join the divine couple, hopefully in one little service function. This is the desire of all the devotees. Krishna, please sing. Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare So, my dear devotees, we could go for a long, long time with talking about Krishna, looking at his holy land, and just thinking, wonderful Krishna, wonderful Krishna, wonderful Krishna. I will end, however, the evening here, because time is also there. And I request you to, before you go into your sleeping situations, which I think no one is inspired to do because the evenings are so cool. I mean, from the atmosphere, cooling atmosphere. But please look at our beautiful altar and Radha Kunya Bihari, who are so nicely showing themselves in a Vrindavan flower decoration. Hare Krishna. Vrindavan Dham always, Prabhupada says, gives us the impetus to go back home, back to Godhead. There was once a Baba, and I will end with this, it's a folklorish story, whose wife Radha, was her name, was leaving him for another man. This Baba, barber means someone who shaves hair, was so distraught with pain that he went all over to look for Radha. Finally, he came into the forest of Vasana, the forest of Radharani, and he just cried in utter frustration, Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Radharani heard this pitiful crying and sent Lalita to see what was wrong. And Lalita saw this man who was crying for his ordinary, like an ordinary man cries. not meaning Radharani. She came back and said, it's an ordinary man, you know, his wife left him with someone else, typical the world story. Oh, said Radha, but I hear he cries with tears in his eyes, the name Radha. I cannot remain passive, and I must show him my darshan. So Radha appeared to this unfortunate soul who was crying, because Radha is more merciful than Krishna. When Ajamir called the name Narayan, meaning his son, only the Vishnu Dutas came told the man, you better go to Haridwar and do some austerities and chant. But when in the holy land of Vrindavan, this Baba, the head shaver, called the name Radha, meaning his wife and not Radharani. Radharani was so merciful to purify him totally with her overwhelming mercy and made him qualified to proceed to the eternal Vrindavan. Devotees, they have great hope in the holy Dham that also they will get the mercy of Radharani. In this way, the holy Dham is very important for us. I don't know, you all look at me and I look at you, you don't want to go. This is always what happens when we go, when we look at Vrindavan. But I really want to keep the time, because tomorrow is also there, it's another day. I thank you very much for participating in this summer camp, and may you have wonderful enlightening moments by your association with the different devotees and hearing the different topics as they are presented. Hare Krishna and good night.